Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good morning, Detroit. It is your girl, author Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with our exciting show that we have today, our morning inspiration or candid conversation show. This is going to be a hot topic for today. That topic is a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance? And we have some people coming through to, you know, give their opinions about that particular topic. But before we get started, we're going to get a little music playing in here and wait for those people, and then we'll come back and get the discussion started. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And I just want to take this time to thank you for tuning in to our Morning Inspirations Candid Conversation Show. And we want to hear your opinion, so please do call in at 917-932-8881. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, Detroit. You are currently listening to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, author Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. And you were just listening to Johnny Gill with There You Go. What we're talking about today is our topic today is a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance. We are going to take some callers. I do see we have some callers on the line with us because this is. Let me first tell you how this question came about. Two ways. There was a discussion that I was having, and I don't know if you all have watched this season of Atlanta Housewives, where they had Phaedra. She's an attorney, and her husband happens to be an ex-felon. And, you know, people were kind of, during the reunion show, people were kind of questioning her about, you know, being a professional. Why would she marry somebody that was an ex-con? And I'm like, you know, that is just so unfair. So I felt like it would be a good topic to talk about because there are a lot of people who, you know, prejudge people, kind of, you know, have a say in what somebody else is doing in their life, and they don't know the full, you know, circumstances of even that situation or that, what that person has done or not done or what have you. So I just wanted a lot of opinions from other people to see, you know, how other people are thinking out there. We're going to take a caller from 206 area code. You are on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Who do we have on the air with us?
Friday, second period.
Caller, are you there?
And I'll see you. Hold on to that,
because
that's your task.
Caller from the 206 area code, you are on the air. Okay. We're going to take the next caller and perhaps come back to them. All righty. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with author Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. What do you have on the topic today? Is a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance? What do you say?
Hi, good morning. It's Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hi, Strong Island. How are you today?
I'm doing good, doing good. And
great.
My thoughts on this subject is everybody is marriage material for someone. It just depends on who the person is and their likes. And it all depends on, like, when it comes to prison, it depends on what that person thinks, you know, about that other person being in prison. Like, say if it was somebody who was in prison for rape or something like that, you may be a little put off, but there is somebody out there who may not care and may figure, like, hey, that's the one for me. You know, it all depends on people's perception of what that person did. And as far as with maintenance, there's nothing wrong with a maintenance person. At least then, you know, you have somebody who knows how to fix things. You know, just my little tidbit to it all.
The reason why, that's kind of like a two-part question because, you know, people are so frowned upon. There are so many, I would say professional women who may, you know, get approached by a man that works in maintenance, but it's a turnoff to them because, you know, they feel like that's the only thing that he can do. And, you know, if they're making you know, six figures and he's making, you know, what a maintenance man works, is that necessarily not a possibility for a marriage to work because of his, you know, his career choice or the path he's taking with his career? I don't know, you know, it's just a good question to ask because I kind of want to know where people are thinking in terms of this because you find so many women saying they want to find a good man. So what, you know, what tells you what a good man does, you know, the type of job he has plays a role into if he's a good man or not?
Well, for me, basically I would go with the chemistry more so than what his bank account looks like or mine. I do have friends that fall into that category, and I don't look down on them any more than I look down on any other person. You know, I look at them for what they're worth, you know, how they interact with me, not with what they're bringing home or what they do for a living, you know. But there is, like you said, professional people who's making six figures and things like that. Some of them, they just really don't want to deal with that kind of person. They're looking for a person that suits them, that's making six figures or better. You know, I have friends like that too. And when I question them, you know, I ask them different questions. They're the most humble people in the world. You wouldn't even understand that they make six figures because some of them don't even show it. You would think that they're down on their luck and things like that. Some of them may be maintenance people, but you'll never know because they don't show it. So just society is, you know, presenting us with.
You know, my take on it is, you know, as far as a man being a maintenance man, you know, with me being in the type of career path that I've been in and some of the choices I've made, I feel like it's not, that would not be part of my decision based on a man, you know, the type of job he has. Because, you know, I've been in the property management industry, and I've seen, I've worked with brothers who were maintenance men but had their stuff well put together. I can remember working with a gentleman who was a maintenance man, but he had his own car, owned his own car, owned his own home, well put together, and he worked well and did well with what he had. And that says a lot for a man that, you know, works in that field, because there's corporate men who live beyond their means, don't own their own homes, you know, leasing their cars, and, you know, so that does not necessarily make, in my eyes, it does not make that person a better man because he has a better job in the society's eyes. I think you have to look at the total man and base your decision on that, not solely based on if he has a maintenance job. Oh, I can't even deal with him. But yet we have a lot of women out there saying, "I want a good man." This could very well be a good man. He could be a good father, good provider, takes care of his home. But yet you said you want a good man, but this may be a good man, and just because he works in maintenance, you don't want to deal with him. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of women should be a little bit more open and look at the total package, think outside the box and go beyond just, you know, oh, my God, he works in maintenance. I can't even imagine a person make a decision, a life decision on marrying somebody or, you know, not loving somebody because of the type of job that they have. But we're going to take we have a caller on the air.
Hello.
Caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with author Michelle Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we're currently talking about, is a man on non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance. What do you say?
Well, I have various opinions on that. As far as a person that's been to prison, I can't speak where to say how I would judge a person that been to jail or been to prison, because there's many people that's innocent, and it's where, you know, the sit and degrade another person than, you know, to been somewhere where not knowing the situation. I don't think that's fair. Totally, it's where, I mean, you have so many people that's here that's outside the prison that did just as much crime or done did more crime, but have they gotten caught? No, they haven't gotten caught, but yet and still, one would get into a relationship and not ask many questions. But you have a person that done been to prison, they eventually tell you their background, and then it's where, okay, you decide where, well, this person is not for me, or this person I don't want to be bothered with. No, I don't think that's, you know, that's not humane, to me. You know, as far as a maintenance guy goes, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, I mean, a job nowadays is really hard to come by. So it's where if a person got a job, whether they working in McDonald's, working in maintenance, whether they're a doctor, I feel that, you know, it's where this person, I mean, you have a lot of people that's not trying to do anything for themselves. You got 40-something-year-old guys that's still home with mom. But, again, still, here's a guy that is trying to make his way up. Or he may have made his way down because at one point in time, he may have been a dentist. He may have been a constructor worker. He may have been anything, but yet and still, it's where now, today, he's working in the maintenance. Can you judge
Absolutely.
That person? Will you judge that
right,
person? Would you judge me without knowing who I am? I mean, I don't think, no.
Exactly.
That's
a valid point that you bring up, you know, because a lot of people do, you know, with the economy the way it is today, a lot of people, you know, they're they're being let go from their corporate jobs, and then they have to resort to, you know, easier jobs to obtain. And you brought up a valid point. You know, you don't know everybody's story, so I don't think that a person should solely judge you based on the job that you have. And it, as far as the prison thing, I totally agree with you that there are a lot of innocent people in prison. And, you know, there should be a lot of factors, I would say, that a woman should think about before marrying a person that's been to prison. Because, you know, of course, you don't want to marry no serial rapist or
right.
somebody that's,
or
you
a
know,
mass murderer.
Molesting children or doing things of that nature. You want to definitely do your homework and make sure you find out the background of that person. Because all of those things, especially if a woman has children, you know, you wouldn't want to, you know, connect yourself with
a
man that molested children.
Right.
So, you know, those are things. But I don't think that solely that a person should not say that a person isn't good marriage material because he has a past. Because that's what it is a past. And you know, once he does his time, you know, and a lot of men do reform from that. You know, don't hold that over their head like they can't be good husbands or, you know, I'm not advocating somebody go out and marry somebody for prison, but I'm saying, you know, as a woman, you should do your homework and get the background details of who you're dealing with because, you know, these days women do have children and you have to consider your children when making a decision like this. And it's just a lot to think about. I think that women should just kind of, you know, make sure that, when they're hooking up with a person, don't hold things over their head, but make sure that you do your homework and your background checks or whatever before you decide to get into a strong relationship with somebody, not knowing who they really are and what their background really is. There are men that, like I was saying, that Atlanta housewife, she's an attorney, but her husband was in prison for RICO. That's not to say that he wasn't good and he did that stuff when he was young. There are a lot of young men who got hooked up with the wrong crowd and at young ages. And so, you know, they find themselves caught up in those type of situations. And so, you know, that record stays with them for a long time, but that does not mean that they're not going to be good. They can't be good husbands, you know.
Exactly.
And in her situation, people were criticizing her because she's a professional woman. She's an attorney, and she chose to marry this man. I'm sure that she did her homework, but you know, looking at the show, it just really appeared that they were a good family, and it was a well thought out decision. He was definitely easy on the eyes, but I'm sure she didn't base it on that decision. I'm sure that she, you know, had a well thought out decision when she decided that yes, I would want to marry this man, and not holding him spending time in prison over his head.
Right, not looking at what his past was about. Right.
Right, absolutely. I'm not saying that you should consider those things, but I'm saying that, you know, once you figure out whether you can deal with those things or not, whatever his past is all about, then move on from there. If you can't handle being with a person like that, just move on. But it doesn't mean that man can't not be a good husband to, you know, a woman.
Well,
right,
you know,
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to make a point where that's like the movie, and it was a true story. Denzel Washington, he was a boxer, he was a fighter, and because he was in he was there during that particular time where right after he left this facility, this store that night, you know, they assumed that it was automatically this boxer. He spent 20-something years in jail before they even found that his conviction was wrongly, you know. And I think, you know, especially me being a mother, I wouldn't want to have a person to come in my home where my children is, and that's an endangerment to me and my children, you know, where not knowing that this person was a rapist or he was a mass murderer or, you know, in that nature. But my whole point is, before you sit to judge, you should listen to what is before you. And before that happens, it's up to you. That's for you to come and ask a person, about their past. Your past, it becomes your future, you know, and whatever you allow in your life, you know, eventually it will hurt you, you know what I'm saying? So I really feel that far as this subject goes, it's where we can't convict people before we get to know who they are. So, you know, that's my whole point. I have never came across a person that I dated that was in prison. But I have dated blue collar people, you know. I have dated people who didn't bring home $80,000 to $100,000 home, a year. So it's where, but are they even better than the ones that's not? Because the relationship I was in, it was where, I mean, this guy, he did the utmost and everything it was that if I needed, he did it. And it's where he wasn't, you know, he was just a blue collar. You know, he wasn't making that much money. But that's not the point. The point is, where is the respect? Is it enough respect where that you can sit and talk about what your life is about or what it was about before you pass your, you know, before you sit and make a relationship out of this? Because a lot of people don't ask questions.
Absolutely.
So thank you for having me on the show this morning.
I'm so glad that you came through, and you know, because I definitely enjoy your comments. We're going to keep you on, and we're going to connect another caller in.
Okay.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air with us, and what should you say about our topic today? Caller from the 206 area code, you are on the air.
This is Alvin.
Hi, Alvin. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. I am so glad a man actually is calling in to have an opinion about this.
I guess you probably would like a male perspective on this scenario, how men feel about it. I have never been to prison, but I have worked with men coming in and out of the jail system, prison system, and there is a perspective I think that people don't take in the total scheme of things when you talk about things like equally yoked. What happens is, in most cases, men go into prison and they're there for a number of years. I know a lot of men who have gone into prisons and it was Windows 95, and when they come out, it's XP. The world has changed on them, and we never take in consideration all the things that are involved with that. A guy goes in, he's mechanical. When he went into prison, things were carbureted on the car. When he comes out, they're fuel injection. We never take a hold of all the things that have changed in his lifetime and communication. When he went into prison, there might have been cassette players and portable CD players. Now there are iPods. So many things have changed in the way of communication, from phones to television, the perspective in life. Economics have changed directly, and the competition in the world has changed directly. The jobs he used to be able to perform are now being done overseas. Now, when you come out of prison, most men have felonies. That means a number of jobs you can never work in. Maintenance at a school, around certain children areas, around certain governmental things, around certain financial situations. These things are limiting a lot of these men. Now, the biggest problem that happens when you put that together, in prison, they try to do some form of reform and encourage these men that the world is still there waiting for them. And these men come out of prison with big dreams. I'm going to open a business. I got a friend who's been waiting for me to work with him. I've met a woman. She's there to support me, and I'm going to do this and going to do that. And they have wild dreams. that are not in the mainstream of reality to be completed. So if a woman is going to meet a man who's been in prison, she must take into account just how much reality he is speaking of and is prepared for. I see a lot of men come out of these prisons, and they are not prepared for the reality of what's waiting for them. They've been told to keep their ego up, to keep their spirits up, that they could still do anything they want to do. But the reality is, no, they can't. A very small number get through the cracks of society of what's available for them. If you're a woman and this man comes out of prison and he has big dreams, why, of course you want a man that has dreams. But you better keep things in perspective of what's really available for him and see if he is channeled and directed in what's really out here for him, and he is focused on, that's my line, that's my life, and that's what's available for me, and I'm okay with taking those things that are available for me, and the woman that's in my life, or the woman's life I'm going into, she understands that a lot of my life is going to be limited. And she understands that, because if he gets with a woman who's constantly saying, you can do better, I expect more, quite often those men go back and reoffend, committing a crime, trying to do more when a lot more is not waiting for them.
Absolutely. I totally agree with it. Those are very valid points. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this show, because a lot of people don't think about those other things, and that certainly plays a factor in, you know, when men are in prison, time is going by, and they're not exposed to the, you know, they're not progressing with the technology, and so they are limited on a lot of things, and that does certainly play a factor in, you know, how they will perform when they're, you know, finally released. So that is totally. I'm so glad that you called in to share with us and get it from a man's perspective, because, you know, those are some of the things a woman definitely has to think about. You know, if you want to marry a man that's been in prison, those are certainly some of the things that you should consider while you're making your decision, because, you know, sometimes people may be able to deal with it, or sometimes people may not. But it's still the question remains: is, does that make him a non-marriage material because he, you know, can't, you know, he was unable to keep up with what was going on in the world? And my response to that is, you know, that does not make him automatically non-marriage material. It just makes him a man that he's in his situation, and if you love him for, you know, even with his flaws, then that's something that, you know, you definitely have to, you know, figure out for yourself if you want to, you know, stick with by the side of a man that, you know, has been through the circumstances and has to kind of sort of restart, you know, all over again. And you have to be strong enough to be able to do that.
Michelle, do you remember a song some years ago about Go Away, Little Boy? And she was singing about, you know, him wanting to open up a head shop and all these things. The main premise says, Go Away, Little Boy. And it was a big hit song by Melina Shaw. You might want to pull that up and play it and everything. And it speaks of, you know, a man, you know, and kind of like Erykah Badu had a song about that, you know, and about his other business that he had going on. And a lot of women base their decisions on these men. Is he a moral guy? Does he have a good heart? Is he a good guy? That is a part of the factor that a woman must take in consideration. But she must also consider heavily, does he have a clear mind about what his perspectives are and the reality of what he's going to be dealing with? And can she support him, knowing a lot of his options are going to be limited, and that she can support him? Because one of the biggest problems is these men who go into prison, they reoffend, a heavy number of them. So if you're willing to commit to a man who's been in the prison system, you got to realize he's learned survival techniques of another kind. And as good as he may try, a lot of times these men will reoffend, and now you're involved in his life while he reoffends. So it
Absolutely.
Goes beyond if he's just a good guy. Like I say, the world has changed. Just in, if a man goes away 5 years, now you know how much has changed in 5 years. From the first time
Absolutely.
I published my first book to my next book to my third book, there was hardly anybody self-publishing books. You know, the old joke was somebody was selling jokes out of their books out of their trunks. Now
mm-hmm.
we have Amazon that, you know, you got a lot of these self-published writers who, you know, not necessarily write great books, but they can get them out there because promotional things have changed just within that time. You know how the promotion, how the publishing world has changed in the last 10 years, 3 or 4 times. You know, just in that aspect. So we have to take into account these men have been away from society, and then they want to come back in just as they left. If a boy goes into jail at 8, and I know about this because I have a relative, he went in at 18. He got back out when he was 28. He is still about 20 years old in his mind. You know, even though he's trying and he's struggling, these things are not reality. So if your man goes into prison at 28 and he comes out at 36, how old do you think he is in reality? You know,
Absolutely.
You may be 36. You may be 36 year old with him, but you have a 30 year old on your hand in reality of what's going on. The woman must have a wide perspective of what his challenges are before she gets involved wholeheartedly with her heart and her soul and her mind. She must be clear on his perspective and help him understand in a way that he doesn't feel like you're putting him down and telling him that he can't, but making him face reality of what has happened since he's been gone and that things are different.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we certainly enjoy your comments, Alvin. It's just very enlightening, and I'm sure all of the listeners are really feeding off what you're saying because it's you're bringing out a lot of valid points on the topic, and that's what I wanted to happen. So we thank you for into the show and hanging out with us and giving us your wisdom, sharing with us your wisdom on the topic. We do have some other callers. We hope that you can continue to hang out. I know you said in the chat room that you were you were writing, but
uh-huh.
I certainly enjoyed your certainly.
You call me when you need me, and I'll come on in.
All right, I certainly will. I'm gonna pick you up on that.
All right,
always. Just to have a man perspective. All righty.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All righty. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 313 area code. You are currently on the air with author Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And our topic today is a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance. What do you think?
Hello, Michelle, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. This is Michelle as well.
Michelle, okay.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I don't necessarily think that a man should be taken out of the dating scene because he's been incarcerated or works in maintenance. However, when you date someone, there is a standard that you have to uphold, and you have to be honest with the person that you're pursuing. And I like to give just a short example. There was a young gentleman that I met recently. He was very nice, very sweet, a total gentleman, but he gave me an alias for his name. So as we went out on a date, and I hear him on the phone, and someone called him by another name. So I asked him, what's your name? And he told me his name. He gave me his first and his last name, but his middle names, he gave me an alias. So, okay, at that point, I'm like, well, let me see what's really going on with him because I had experienced that before where someone I was dating gave me a wrong name, looked him up in Otis, and sure enough, he was an ex-con. So at this point, I looked this gentleman up, and sure enough, he's currently on the CSC list until 2020. But he didn't give me the opportunity to know if he was actually dating material because he decided for me that I couldn't handle his previous situation by telling me his a fake name. So at that point, he was no longer dating material because A, you lied to me. B, when I asked you what your name was, knowing that it wasn't you weren't who you said you were, you still lied. And C, when the situation, the opportunity presented itself, you became combative. So at that point, you were totally out of my mix.
Absolutely.
So there comes a point where you really have to keep it real, where we as women shouldn't have to go behind your back and put on our trench coat and magnifying glass to see if you're actually dating material. Keep it real.
I like the way you put that. But you certainly have to, you know, do your research because I'm not jumping on his side, but I think that a lot of them are so afraid that people are going to hold their past over their heads that they come out lying and don't realize that's not the way to go. You know, he took away your option, and so that would be the end of it for me as well because, you know, if you're going to come out, you know, lying to me and not giving me the option to make an informed decision on if I wanted to even, you know, go any further with you, then, you know, that's not a good mixture anyway. It's just not going to work. Anything beyond that can never work because you've already started off lying about who you are in your past. I'm so glad you brought up that. That's a great, valid point that you brought up because you don't always get to know right off the bat that a person is lying about who they are. So it's just a very tricky situation out there sometimes.
Yes, and we have to be very observant.
Absolutely. Especially women with children involved because, you know, who we allow in our lives, we're also allowing those persons into our children's lives. And, you know, you can potentially put your children in a very risky situation by dealing with a person who's coming out lying, who, you know, is in prison, has been in prison, and is coming to you lying already. So what else would he be lying about?
Exactly. Exactly. My whole point right there, just keep it real. Let me decide for myself how I can deal with your past or anything that may be adverse to what we could have in the future. Because I live right down the street from a school. I'm looking at the future. You can't, if we were to get married, we would have to move.
Absolutely. yeah, absolutely. You know, especially if his past, comes with certain things, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in, Michelle. It was just such a pleasure hearing your comments. As far as the maintenance part of it, that I hear a lot of people say, you know, that's the only option a man has when he comes out of prison because a lot of the maintenance jobs, depending on where it's at, like our earlier guest said, that if it's like a school or a hospital, maybe they may not hire maintenance, you know, a man that's from prison, even in the maintenance, but there are more maintenance jobs available to people who are ex-cons, but it just depends on what the environment is. But again, that does not, what do you think about it? Does that make him non-marriage material in your eyes if he works in maintenance?
No, that wouldn't necessarily make him non-marriage material. As long as he's a productive member of society and honest to me, we wouldn't have any problems. Because at the same time, I take care of myself, so whatever he would bring to the table would be extra. So I wouldn't be opposed to actually dating anyone doing anything. He could actually shovel behind circus elephants for all I cared. As long as he was honest with me and he was a productive member of society, it wouldn't matter. As long as he treated me well, his past and all of that is a non-issue.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much, for Michelle, for tuning into the show and sharing your comments. We certainly enjoy having you share your opinion on the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back, for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, with your host, Poetic Energy. And today's topic is, a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance? We're interested in learning what you say about the topic. Our call-in number is 917-932-8881. Right, we have 16 more minutes remaining in the show, so we have really been enjoying the comments that have come with some of the guests that have come with their comments, very enlightening, and I certainly enjoyed all of the comments because, you never know how a topic will just kind of bring out, enlighten you on many different ways, and that's why it's so important to, get different views about different things, because sometimes you can lean just one way with your views and not really take in consideration other things. So it's been some great views brought out today. All right, Virginia, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I really liked what Michelle has said, the things that she was speaking on, because I totally agree. I am totally in agreement with her. Anyone who have something to hide and make your decisions upon your life, I think that's totally wrong. And but to hit back to the other caller, Elvin, I do know the song Go Away Little Boy, but at the same time, I still say, a person do go in, they get reformed, rehabilitated, or whatever, but at the same time, all people are not the same. You have different people and different outlook on, they outlook are differently than other people. Some people go, they've been in prison, and, they went to school, they read, they read, they try to become something, they try to keep up and try to become something once their time is up. They trying to better themselves while they're there, because they realize they may have made a mistake, or they know that they are somewhere that they shouldn't have been in the first place. So, I kind of agree with what he said, but I disagree, because at the same time, it's where you can't just say, this person is this way. He's been in one place, and he's going to come out this way. My thing is with that is where that's just like not being in prison, being out in this world, It's where that, what it's about, what you want to make for yourself. What do you want to, where you want to be in 5 years? I do agree where when you're gone 5-10 years, things does change. But at the same time, that's why they have books. That's why some people, they get their education through books. Some people have never been to school, but they've learned, and they're much smarter than the people that have been to school. So I feel where a person that's been in prison, I still say no, they should not be judged, but they should bring whatever they pass to the table. Because I wouldn't jump into a relationship without trying to get to know a person. That's where we come in. We try to become friends. We elaborate. We try to get to know one another. And it's where that's part of getting to know one another, trying to see where this person is coming from, where this person have been, where this person is trying to get to. And if it's where it's not meeting my criteria, it's where, you know, they could stay on the back burner. You know, I could see them from time to time. But if they're not on my level and trying to get to where I'm going, or they not trying to trying to make a better lifestyle for themselves, then no, I would. Who would? I mean, you know, I'm not gonna say who would, but you know, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't sit and settle for something that is not trying to do better or get better. You know. But I do agree with what Michelle was saying because, you know, no one should make that choice for you, you know, as far as what's going on in your life and what your family lifestyle is. It could be my mother, father, my children, or whoever. You know, these are people that I'm bonded in. And for a person to be equally yoked, I'm a church-going person. I'm a Christian person. And it's where anyone that I should seek far as being my, you know, companion, he would have to be, he would have to have God on their heart and, you know, and want to seek God. So anyone who have God on their heart, it's no failure anyways, because he's going to see you forward. So, you know, that's where the equal yoke come in at.
Absolutely. We're going to come right back to you, Virginia. We're going to take the next caller and come right back to you. I want to elaborate on something that you said. Caller, I guess you're calling from Skype or 111. You are on the air with Poetic Energy, and we're currently talking about, is a man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance? What do you say?
No.
No,
I don't think he's non-marriage material. Like, non-marriage material because you work in maintenance. Your work is your livelihood. That ain't got nothing to do with what you can perform. And when it comes to being in a relationship or performing in a marriage, would a marriage represent, you know, spending, you know, a great deal of quality time and then understanding the individual you're dealing with? Some people that are in prison now are innocent bystanders, and they spending about 15 years of their life, because, you know, behind bars on account of something they ain't do. But so when you think about that, it's like, all right, well, he been to prison for a particular reason. He ain't do nothing. He's innocent. I've actually read stories where people was released from prison after spending 22 and 24 years in prison behind bars after something they didn't do, and the judge finally found out that they was not guilty. You know, so you got to look at the thing both ways. And then not only that, if you a maintenance man, so what? Well, I know some drug dealers that are married. Should I judge them? No, but I mean, if I was a female, I would rather deal with a maintenance man. At least he's working. At least he's bringing or generating some form of income. You know what that represents? The fact that he ain't lazy. He could get out there and work.
Absolutely.
So who cares whether or not you're a maintenance man, a manager at McDonald's, or whether you flipping and packing down burgers? It don't matter. If you can get up off your butt and get out there and get, you know, and put some work in and bring and generate some type of income, you should be fine with that, despite of what he got going on. The only thing that's important to you, or should be important, is whether or not the man is committable. You know, he can be committable in terms of, you know, being loyal. You know, you can you being loyal and representing faithfulness and loving your woman unconditionally. You know, you showing a great deal of affection. You giving her attention. You know, support her mentally, physically, emotionally. You always there for. If you start breaking down the aspects of what love represents, and he caters to her in every area of that aspect, then why would he be non-marriage material?
Absolutely. Valid point. I love having this show because it brings out so many point of views, and yes, we did, you know, kind of explain, you know,
some of the other guests had discussed that, no, that should not, if a man gets out and work, you know, I'd rather deal with a person that's working in maintenance than somebody that's, you know, out there selling drugs, because, you know, you with a person that is not working, not, you know, doing what they should, he certainly couldn't be necessarily a safe husband. I'm not going to say he couldn't be a husband, you know, because it is true that there are a lot of drug dealers that are, you know, are married. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily present to you a safe environment for you and your family. And also, I like the point that you brought out about, you know, caring and being nurturing to your woman. If those things are being met in your relationship and
yeah.
you're committable, you're, the one thing that I really enjoyed you saying, committable, because there are a lot of people that you can, again, that have great jobs and you've never been to prison, but they're not necessarily committable to their
relationship,
or their woman. They're not committed to their relationship, and they're out there doing anything and everything with anyone.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, you know, does that make him a good husband? No. You know, so you got to kind of look at both sides of the spectrum and kind of, you know, basing on those things. So I really enjoy your comments on the topic, because you brought up some really, really good points. And as far as a man being in prison, there are certainly so many men that we spoke on earlier that are in prison and falsely accused, and they, you know, end up doing the time because of they had a bad lawyer, or, you know, they couldn't find all the evidence, and all evidence seems to point to them, but then when they really get, you know, start digging, then they find out that person is innocent, and it's too late because they've already been serving the time, you know, or have served the time. So
yeah,
I really enjoyed your comment.
I'll never judge a book by its cover unless they give me a reason to believe they should not be trustworthy. They will not be trusted. Up until that point, you know, everybody's innocent, like they say in the court of law. All parties are innocent until proven guilty. You know, if you don't show me or give me no reason to believe I ain't got nothing to worry about, I don't have nothing to worry about, despite all the negative talk. So, you know, I don't like to mingle. A lot of people like to mix and mingle the jobs with the jobs with relationships. Okay, if you ain't got nothing going on with your life, I don't need you. Now, I'm not knocking nobody for feeling like that, but me personally, I could care less about that, because a lot of people that mix and mingle stuff like that always, for some reason or another, start to look at the financial part of it. What could you do for me and all that BS? I don't care for that, because at the end of the day, because of the structure of the economy, a lot of people losing their jobs, their homes and all that. I mean, at the end of the day, the only person you would rely on, or you could actually rely on, is love, the thing that brought it together from the beginning. Not money, not your house, not your car. That's all materialistic shit. Excuse my language. But people, they lose that, you know, quick, just as quick as they can get it. So I don't care about nothing.
Okay.
The only thing I want to know is whether or not you are loyal enough to be there for me. Just be there. That's all I want you to do. Be there. Now, I ain't saying that financially don't play a part in it, because it do to a small degree in terms of traveling. If y'all want to get out and do different things, yeah, the financial part kicks in when it comes to that. But as far as you being there, I don't got to spend money, or you don't have to spend money on me for us to be there for each other. We can be there for each other. It's called making a sacrifice. A lot of people don't like to make sacifices like that. That's what they tend to forget. But I ain't going to hold your show up, because you got a couple minutes left, and I got to get ready to go to work anyway. But I wanted to just briefly put my comment out there, but I'll be listening to it, though.
What's your first name? You don't have to give us your whole name. Jermaine.
Jermaine.
All right, Jermaine. We certainly enjoyed. Pardon?
No, go ahead.
We certainly enjoyed you, your comments, and you tuning into the show. Your comments are, you know, really enlightened. Some of the other views that's out there, you know, and we certainly appreciate it. So please do come through anytime, because we will be having other good topics coming up in future shows.
All right.
So thank you for tuning in and calling in.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Take
care. All right. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
All right, we have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. It has certainly been a hot topic today.
And I have certainly enjoyed getting all the views from many of you on the topic. Is the man automatically non-marriage material because he has been to prison or works in maintenance? And you have heard the people. The majority says no. There are a lot of factors play into deciding if you want to be with someone that has been to prison. And as far as a person working in maintenance, the only way that that should really truly play a factor if that person, you know, is just does not want to do anything more or just really, you know, feel like they want to be stuck in one position. But if that's their only option, as long as they're taking care of the home front, it really shouldn't matter. Just like Jermaine just said, it really just shouldn't matter if he has a maintenance job. You just have to sit down for yourself and decide if that's the lifestyle you want to live. Certainly you want to be happy. We also had someone said about being equally yoked. That is certainly important. It goes across the board that you must be in balance with one another for your relationship to work, whether he has a maintenance job or not. You definitely have to be on one accord in your marriage for it to work. So we certainly thank all of you for calling in and tuning in to the Poetic Tuesday radio show, and we certainly hope that you will listen in on some of our other shows. And we want to say have a great afternoon. God bless, and please do come back again and share with us your opinion, because your opinion. God bless. Have a great day.